relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Just louder. I was on somebody else's show yesterday, and the kind man, Todd Starn, said, before we talked about anything, I mean, we're trying to save a flipping republic, and he says, Dr. G, you have the best bumper music. Well, of course we do! It's America First. And why are we playing the best Bond theme, the one from the on Her Majesty's Secret Service? Because we have a secret agent behind enemy lines. Her name is Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and The Jenna Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, fighting the good fight in the People's Republic of California. Are you there in your Aston Martin, Jennifer Horn?
I am in my Aston Martin, and I am ready, reporting for duty. Shh. It's
Look,
a secret.
That's why we don't even have her on Skype, because she is in an undisclosed location. She can't even
if I
show
told
us.
You,
she can't
I'd
even
have
show
to kill
us.
You.
Where, don't kill me, please.
All right, who's your favorite Bond? Have we ever had this conversation?
Oh, my gosh. Sean Connery.
I love Sean Connery, too. I love Sean Connery and I love Roger Moore. I love them both.
I am of the Moore era, right? So the first one I saw must have been when I was 8, and it was the iconic one for me is The Spy Who Loved Me. So that was an amazing one. But because my father was such a huge Bond guy, he had the original paperback first edition Fleming with the amazing artwork. I've got them all. You know, for me, Sean's the man. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
No, definitely. But see, here's the thing that's missing, and I know we have important stuff to talk about.
But this is important too.
Daniel Craig, to me, did not have that glimmer of mischief.
Daniel Craig.
Pierce Brosnan had it, and I loved Pierce Brosnan. I thought he did a fine job.
Brosnan was okay. So, slightly fey, kind of little effeminate. But can I just say, Daniel Craig, flipping worst Bond ever.
I agree with you. I think he's horrifying.
He looks
he's garbage.
Like a football hooligan. His neck is wider than his cranium, and this is supposed to be a sophisticated private schoolboy from England. No way! You're a thug!
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I think he's the worst one. And it almost ruined the whole franchise for me. I mean, the movies are still fine. They're okay. But you got to have the Bond who looks like he's up to something. The dapper guy who's got the little twinkle in his eye.
Gotta have a twinkle.
Exactly. You got to have a little tongue in cheek. And Daniel Craig was just, I don't know. I felt like he just slit your throat and keep walking.
And the
last one,
he so phoned it in.
He did. Well, he didn't want to do it anymore.
Right.
I know.
But you could tell. You could tell.
Yeah, right. There are some rumors about him, celebrity gossip that.
Oh yeah! Oh really?
Suggests. Well, he likes both teams.
Oh no! Don't. Oh. Sorry. Just as they're talking about a female James Bond, I vote for you. I think you should be Jemima Bond. Can you be Jemima Bond?
Yes, I sure want. How about Jane? Isn't that a little better?
Jane Bond. Stop it. All right. Enough. Back to work. We've had our fun. I wish I could do this for hours. I think I might.
Me too. We need a podcast where we blow
movies.
Off steam.
No,
wouldn't that be fun?
I want to have a movie podcast.
Let's do it.
Guns and movies. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. I love
wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Throw in some terrible TV shows and
there's
I'm with
actually
you.
A Wikipedia. It's not owned by them, but there's like a Wiki Guns or something where they have only the movies and what guns were used in each movie. It's
fabulous.
That's
kind of fun.
Super
that's
fun.
Really
we should
cool.
turn that into a podcast.
Why don't we do? I mean, come on. We need something to relieve a little stress after all the politics.
And all the spare time that you have.
I know. Hey, I've got 10 minutes. I can pencil you in a couple times a week. It'd be fun.
I like that. Jennifer Horn can pencil me in. Okay.
Anytime.
The reason, the crazy reason I played the best Bond theme for you is because you are behind enemy lines.
I am.
And I was on Spicy's show yesterday, Sean Spicer's show. Mm-hmm. And we talked about what's going on in California. And I felt what I felt every time we talk about politicians in your neck of the woods. And I had no reasonable answer. But you're there. You can kind of, even if temporarily, not to the detriment of your mental health, you can dial into their mental frequency. And I just have to ask it. How many times does a Democrat politician have to get caught? Breaking the rules that
it's always
they,
the Democrats.
It's always that they made, and they do it again. Explain that to me. Why do they think
you
they
do
can
know
do
they're
it again?
The supreme leaders in California, so they get to do whatever they want. While the rest of us just trudge around, poor losers that we are. I have to say though, before I get to that, because there are some prime examples that maybe you haven't even heard about yet that have been going on in California with all of the hypocrites running rampant, but. I always look for the silver lining. And so let me give you a little bit of positivity. In California, not only did President Trump get over 5 million votes in the state of California, but we also flipped 4 congressional seats from Democrat to Republican.
Incredible.
This is a really big deal when you're talking about California, and people always say, why do you stay there and fight? Just get out and leave. No, we're staying here to fight, and that we're going to move. We're going to take it back incrementally, right? How do you eat the elephant? One bite at a time. And this is what we're doing in California. And I actually want to thank Gavin Newsom, and I want to thank Sheila Kuhl from the Board of Supervisors, because they are proving themselves to be hypocrites, and this is actually causing backlash, finally, in California, where we finally have people saying, wait, enough is enough. We have an assemblyman. I talked to him this week, Kevin Kiley, from up in Northern California, and he got together with Assemblyman Gallagher, and they sued Gavin Newsom, and the courts ruled in their favor and said that Gavin Newsom was guilty of overreach and that his executive orders, all 58 of them since COVID broke out, were actually unconstitutional. Now, this is a really big deal. Now, the governor's challenging that.
I remember you saying that he can't issue any more, but hang on a second. Did I just hear you right, Jennifer Horn? Did the court say that all of his standing ones are illegitimate?
They're unconstitutional.
That's incredible.
He can't do any more. Now, he's fighting that. So right now it's battling out. So we're not really, he's still issuing orders, actually, as we speak, because he thinks he's going to win. But there is one decision already in the bank ruling against Gavin Newsom and his executive order. So that's a piece of good news. But let me tell you about these hypocrites. So you had Gavin Newsom, who went out to dinner at the French Laundry with his health advisors from the state of California. And rumor has it that they were laughing about the rules that they were breaking while they were at the table. They had no masks on. There were 22 of them. And they had a $15,000 wine tab that didn't even include the dinner. That was just the wine.
Is that confirmed?
Absolutely.
That is Marie Antoinette.
I know, right?
I'm sorry. That's more than $500 per person on wine.
Exactly. Well, at the French Laundry, they have a very extensive and expensive.
What a stupid name for a restaurant.
French Laundry. I know the guy who runs it, and I'd love to go there someday. It's supposed to be great, but you're right.
I'll take you there.
Let's go. That would be fun. All right. So not only do you have the governor, then you have the mayor of the mayor of San Francisco went to the French Laundry the day after Gavin Newsom, again, violating her own orders that people need to stay at home and not go out to restaurants. Then you've got the mayor of San Jose, who told all of the residents of San Jose not to travel for Thanksgiving. What was he doing? Oh, he got caught traveling for Thanksgiving. And then my personal favorite. On the LA County Board of Supervisors, you have 5 members that rule LA County, along with our public director, or the director of public health, Barbara Ferrer. They've been coming up with these crazy restrictive rules, and on Thanksgiving, literally, the day we didn't speak last week, it was my dad's birthday. We were out to dinner. We were at a restaurant. The guy that came, the waitress and the owner came out and they said, we are devastated. We ordered all of our food for Thanksgiving. And now the LA County Board of Health just shut us down. All restaurants in California.
That should be a crime. Outdoor
dining. I mean, we've been told, right, that we were supposed to dine outdoors and that it was safe to be outside. They shut them down after the restaurants had been opened and closed. And then they spent all their money getting everything ready so that they could do outdoor dining. They close them down again before one of their biggest holidays of the year. I mean, it's brutal. And get this, as the LA County Board of Supervisors makes this vote, they actually asked for the science behind this. Well, it turns out the science that they were using didn't come from any numbers or contact tracing in LA saying that outdoor dining was causing a surge in cases. It came from a CDC study that dealt with indoor and outdoor dining. Wow. And that's what they were using to make this decision. One of the board members, two of them actually saw the light and voted against this, but three of them did not. One of them, three that did not, is Sheila Kuhl. Yeah. And as soon as she cast that vote, she went to dinner at Il Fornaio in Santa Monica, even though she told everyone that it was very dangerous behavior to go out to dinner.
Well, and she made fun of the president and his rallies.
She called us Trumpies, by the way. Do you love that? You want to be patted on the head?
Well, she looks like a flipping hobbit.
Do you know she was an actress?
Oh, come on.
She was in the Beverly Hillbillies.
No, come on. That's not possible.
She was. She was in the Beverly Hillbillies and Dobie Gillis, and her name was Sheila James.
But is she going to face any backlash? That's my question.
She's getting it. In fact, she actually did an interview. She got pressed, if you can believe it, by Spectrum One, which is one of our local channels out in LA. And they pressed her. They said, look, people are losing faith in the system. They're not going to follow any orders because you and Gavin Newsom are telling us one thing and then you're doing something else. Now, I don't know if she's going to be voted out of office, but she is finally having to answer for it. And at least that's a step in the right direction. Basically, and I love it. Liberals, it's like you could write the book. When they get in trouble for something, they look around and they have to blame who? They blame President Trump for it.
Of course!
I mean, it's laughable.
It's called TDS, and there's a lot of it going around in California.
Oh, yeah.
But she's holding the line. She's our buddy Jennifer Horn. She'll be back with us momentarily here on America First, the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the Relief Factor Studio just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. Follow her at Jennifer Horn. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Jennifer Horn, she is the host of The Morning Answer, the Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. We call her Wonder Woman here. But you know what the truth is? There's so many of you out there who are superheroes, supermen, Wonder Women. Why? Because, Shad, what did you tell me? How many kids are we sending Christmas gifts to because of the Prison Fellowship and the Angel Tree campaign?
Almost 1,000 kids.
Oh, my gosh. And we only just started the campaign. God bless you all. $22 to get a child who has a mother or father incarcerated this Christmas. A gift, a children's Bible, and a message of hope and love from their mother or father behind bars. If you haven't done so already, it is the easiest way to do what our Lord and Savior told us. Remember, he said, come unto me, the little children. They are the most important. Help those who have committed no sin and shouldn't be punished for the mistakes of their parents. Go to our website today, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner. Make a donation in any amount, $22 per child for a gift, for the Bible, for that message. $220 is 10 children that you will be making their Christmases a little bit better. Will you do it? Will you do it for me? Will you do it for them? Call Prison Fellowship directly if you prefer at 888-206-2794. That number, 888-206-2794. Angel Tree banner at the top of my webpage, sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. God bless you all, those who have donated and those who will. Jennifer Horn, I'm not sure if it was true or whether you were just punking me. You sent a list of articles, one of which included a strip joint. Is that true? Are you playing an April Fool's joke on me on December the 2nd?
No. You know, we just talked about L.A. banning outdoor dining. Well, there's some pushback there from Pasadena, which is in L.A. County, Beverly Hills. They're voting to reopen. Well, there's some pushback from a church, and they're doing something a little creative to get their church reopened. Do you remember Pastor Rob McCoy? I feel like you have met him when you've come out here and done events with us.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so Pastor Bob McCoy has a church in Thousand Oaks. He's got Godspeak Calvary Chapel in Ventura County. He was the person who was really involved with the borderline shooting. He went and helped try to heal the families of the victims there. And he was mayor and was on the Thousand Oaks City Council. So at his church, he got a little clever. There was an order passed down in November by a judge who overturned the ruling of strip clubs, basically, to be shut down because of COVID-19. He overturned that and said that it was a First Amendment right. Can you imagine this? To go to a strip club. So strip clubs have...
Because you're expressing yourself.
I
thought the strippers are expressing themselves.
With glitter and with tassels.
Lots of glitter. Right.
So with glitter and tassels, they're expressing themselves. This is First Amendment. And so the strip clubs reopened in California because of this judge's ruling. Well, churches are still forced to have outdoor services only. They're not allowed to be indoors.
Wrong.
Pastor Ron McCoy's been a little loosey-goosey with that. He's allowed people to come back into his church. But to make it official and okay in the eyes of California, he did a little strip tease for the members of his church. Now, he didn't go all the way.
Hang on. He did.
He loosened his tie. He did a little dance for his crowd so that
No tassels.
Exactly. No tassels, I don't think. Okay. I can't confirm it. I wasn't there, but I know people who thought
Shad
it was so...
Shad is blushing. My producer is blushing. He's coming. He's breaking out in a hot sweat. Hot sweat. Calm
Sorry,
down.
Shad.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
But
the
he did a little
is still
dance.
A church. He did a little dance. Okay.
He did a little dance in front of his congregation.
He just loosened his tie and
did a
dance.
Did a little shimmy,
And then his argument was what?
And he said, now you can't shut me down because we're officially an adult dancing facility. How about that, Chad?
Adult dancing facility. I love it. And it's not the tango. Okay, good. Okay, this isn't a joke. He did it. And what happened?
He did it. He was allowed to have his parishioners in. Look, there is a big pushback.
I'm sorry. You know, if it's just loosening your tie, doing a little, moonwalk, I think it's
genius. Do it every Sunday.
I think it's genius.
I know.
I think it's genius.
It's every Sunday, and he's so clever. And that's the thing that's really important about, especially our spiritual leaders in California, is that they're really heading up the fight against all of these restrictions. Many churches, in fact, there's a church I was just reading about today, Harvest Rock, which has locations in Pasadena, LA City, Corona, all over the place. And they're going to actually make it all the way up to the Supreme Court because they've been fighting back against California's restrictions on churches. If it is our First Amendment right to go to adult dancing facilities, then it is certainly our First Amendment right to be able to practice our faith and do it indoors or outdoors or really, quite frankly, anywhere we want to be.
Did you see that viral video? We played a very bleeped out audio version of it from Max Barr, I think it is, in New York. Have you seen that?
I haven't, no.
I'll send it to you. So I don't know if it's somebody who's related to the owner or just somebody who goes there. He was outside filming as the marshals were shutting down this bar, and it was...
Oh, the famous one that stayed open, right?
Isn't it in
Staten Island, I think? Uh-huh, yeah,
and
there
he
you
said
go.
He, and it's kind of amazingly poignant moment. I mean, it's full of expletives, but he said, so this is a small bar run by two friends that is being closed down, but I can get on a plane now packed like a sardine tin, and that's okay. And he called for everybody to come out tonight to that street to shut it down at 6 p.m. because we're going to fight back. Is this a little bit of what we're seeing in California, Jen?
Well, and that's just it. This is what people are waking up to. It's very arbitrary. You know, everyone, was really willing to play nice at the beginning. Okay, we didn't know exactly what COVID was all about. Everybody gave up a lot of their freedoms. Whether that was right or wrong, people did it, and they did it willingly. But now, with all of these weird decisions, I mean, for instance, you can't sing in church. You can't go to church indoors, but you can go to a mall. I mean, what's the difference here? You can travel, you're right, on an airplane instead of going to a restaurant and eating outdoors. And what they're doing by banning all of this stuff, and this isn't just for California, I know Michigan, I mean, a lot of states are dealing with this, Colorado as well. When you send people away from outdoor dining, which for all intents and purposes is very safe, what are they going to do? They're not going to stop eating in groups. They're going to go home and they're going to have a small gathering and there are going to be no rules. People are not going to wear masks. They're not going to social
distance. They're not going to put their masks up between bites. I guarantee
you
that.
Absolutely not. So what are you doing? You're actually causing a spike in cases. And, you know, it was so ridiculous. We have a curfew in place, which I was just being kind of silly, and on social media we started a little hashtag breaking COVID curfew.
It was great. You said, come and get me, Gruesome Newsome.
Come at me, bro. I know. I had to give him a little fight because you're trying to tell me that the virus only comes out at 10:01 and not at 9:45. Right. Does the virus stop attacking you at 6:10 a.m. instead of at 4:45? I mean, these rules just don't make sense. And so when I say people are challenging it, even in very liberal California, there are protests going on here like you wouldn't believe. There are people standing out on corners. There are restaurants in West Hollywood, which is, it's a liberal den,
right,
where they have signs out on their restaurant saying, this woman who's making $400,000 a year, the LA County Director of Public Health, isn't even using science. She's not a medical doctor, and she's making decisions about your future. So people are hearing it. They're seeing it, and I really think it's sinking in.
It's not science. It's the denial of science. It's exploitation. It's a power play, and we're not going to have it. And one person who is our secret agent behind enemy lines is Jennifer Horn. Follow her right now at Jennifer Horn. God bless you. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than 24 states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, and to the many people like you across this country who have supported their efforts to honor our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Donate $11 a month by going to t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. Thank you.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
What a fighter! Jennifer Horn, a true warrior princess, somebody else who's fighting for the truth inside the White House and outside the White House, is our good buddy Hogan Gidley. Follow him right now, J. Hogan Gidley. Hogan, welcome back to America First.
Thanks so much, Seb. I really appreciate the time.
Listen, we had General Mike Flynn on the show Monday, his first national interview since the president pardoned him, and he talked about numerous paths to victory, options that the president still has going forward, multiple paths. In the break, we were talking about a potential domino effect of these various challenges by Rudy and his team. So what are the things that the campaign and the president are looking at right now in just the last few weeks before the provisional meeting of the Electoral College?
Well, I think we have such a multi-front war we're fighting right now. Obviously, the media is going to be against us. Obviously, big tech and big corporations and big media are trying to say this thing's over when it's clearly not. Pennsylvania, though, I think is a really good example of where this could be headed, because right now it looks like it's on its way to the Supreme Court. And what makes that so important is the argument in Pennsylvania, and we've talked about this on the show before, but it is that, and it's happened in other states, but the Secretary of State, a Democrat, and the Democrat State Supreme Court changed the rules of the election before the election. The problem with that is the U.S. Constitution says only the legislature can change that. We had a lower court rule in our favor and said that's absolutely right. A higher court said, no, that's absolutely wrong. So it goes to the Supreme Court. And why that's important is if the Supreme Court rules that the votes cast in error cannot be counted because they were cast under rules and laws devised by the Secretary of State and the state Supreme Court, they have to be thrown out, then that means all these other states the precedent will be set. All these other states that counted votes that were illegally cast, they have to be thrown out. And that changes the entire election right there.
Right. So I did a big monologue earlier today. I played the incredible analysis by Mark Levin Monday morning on exactly what happened in Pennsylvania. So let me run a scenario past you. I'm not a lawyer, but you're there. You're working for the campaign. You've worked in the White House. So here's the way it could go. We have clearly unconstitutional actions were taken in numerous states, including Pennsylvania, where the rules of how the election were held were unilaterally changed without the state legislature agreeing, which is illegal. You can't do that. The U.S. Constitution states it is the state houses that decide how election is run. As a result, if these proceedings go forward and there is a victory for the campaign saying, well, those votes that were counted late or counted by ways that were not constitutionally mandated must be discarded, but those states have already commingled those ballots and they can't be separated out, then here's my argument. Well, in that case, the whole election is nugatory. You cannot have a fraudulent election recognized. And as such, this state houses, which are in almost every instance GOP held, must refuse to hold those electoral college meetings and to recognize the results of that election. And then it goes to a contingent election in the House where the GOP outnumbers by state delegates the Democrats. That's what non-lawyer Gawker is looking at. Your response, Hogan Gidley.
You are absolutely correct, 100%. And I think that's what's so problematic for their side right now, is that if those things have been commingled, remember, even the commingling of those things, even the throwing away of the
envelopes
yeah. is all against the law, too. So they can't do any of those things. And if that's the case, regardless of who you voted for, you want the thing to be free, fair, and to have some level of confidence in what's going on. And right now, there just is no confidence. Now, look, in Michigan, we're going to do a lawsuit this afternoon. There's a presentation
yes.
this afternoon with Rudy and the team. 71% of precincts in Wayne County, that's Detroit, they didn't have the same number of people who signed in to vote versus the actual number of votes cast.
Yeah.
That's a yeah. serious problem.
Right.
They don't even match up. It's not even a one-for-one correlation.
Whether it's states that had 85, 90% of the electoral roll voting, which is unprecedented in a non-dictatorship,
right.
or whether it's simple, the mismatch, the inordinate... We had the testimony yesterday of the military ballots in one district which were submitted for scanning, none of whom were registered voters. It all stinks. It has to be nullified. We're talking to Hogan Gidley. Follow him right now, J. Hogan Gidley. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with Hogan in a moment. Broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I've lived it now for almost 2 years. It is a product that attacks the source of your pain, is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now, including Leah from Ohio. Leah says, one Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. Don't you deserve to be the next success story like Leah? I think you do. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack right now, or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Rude and slow, Snowflake. Your attack was no better than that of a clumsy child.
Yes, indeed, in the immortal words of Sean Connery from the cult classic Highlander, you're just a snowflake. If you don't want to be a snowflake, Sleep well every night. Rest well with one of Mike Lindell's incredible MyPillows, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. 10 years guarantee. He's sold more than 51 million of them. They're so good. I use them. My whole team uses them. The president uses them. Get more than 60% off if you use my name. Not $69.98, but $29.98 if you go today to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That number, 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. He is an OG member of the White House team, now National Press Secretary for Donald J. Trump for President, Hogan Gidley. Follow him at J. Hogan Gidley on Twitter. Hogan, as a man who has... dealt with the mainstream media as your job title for so long. What do you say to the last 3.5 weeks of, but there's no evidence. There was no fraud. Nothing happened.
Well, they kind of changed the story. They went from no evidence to fraud. Then we started showing them sworn affidavits. Then we started bringing people forward. They said, well, that's not enough fraud. And I was like, well, how much is not is okay with you, right? Like, how much fraud is okay for the mainstream media not even acknowledge it? But the fact is, absolutely, there's all types of fraud. But let's be clear. There are more illegalities right now than we have that we know we can point to as far as votes needing to be thrown out than fraud. But there's a whole lot of fraud, too. But, you know, all forms of fraud are illegal. But not everything that's illegal would be constituted as fraud under the law, okay?
Right.
So when you combine those things together, there are millions of votes out there in question. And with no evidence whatsoever in 2016, the media called Donald Trump an illegitimate president. They said that Russia hacked into our election machines themselves and changed the votes. We are now showing them actual evidence, people saying and signing sworn affidavits. They plugged in votes for Donald Trump, and they flipped to Biden. We're showing them how they were run out of a lot of these election viewing places and not allowed to come in because they were Republicans. We're showing them evidence, and the media still doesn't want to acknowledge it. Some of the voting places, real quick, Seb, that showed such a massive number of votes for Joe Biden, I mean, Bashir al-Assad didn't get that many votes. Kim Jong-il doesn't get that many votes. I mean, it's unfathomable. So something happened here. We've got to get to the bottom of it, and that's what our team's going to do.
And you know, just I appealed earlier on to common sense. I think one of the characteristics, one of the fundamental characteristics of my fellow Americans is really, you know, there's a pragmatism. There's also a common sense. I don't care where you come from, if you're an immigrant or if you're born here, but America really is about getting things done and understanding common sense. Just the sheer idea, Hogan, and tell me if I'm just, you know, being biased. The idea that an old cognitively compromised machine politician of 47 years who doesn't hold rallies, stays in his basement, gets more voters than the first black American president, it just beggars belief, doesn't it?
Absolutely. There is no way. I mean, Barack Obama stirred something in this country we'd never seen before until Donald Trump, of course. And you're telling me someone like Joe Biden, who could barely put sentences together, who did not campaign anywhere, and when he did, you know, had a handful of staffers show up and maybe one or two supporters. The staffers had to be there. I mean, and some members of the media who just cared about what flavor ice cream he had. There is no way that many people wanted to go out and support Joe Biden. And so when you take a look at those things just from a logical lens, as you just said, those are the things we've got to kind of combat. And now that the media thinks the narrative is set, only Donald Trump can change that narrative. Our legal team's on fire. They're figuring out exactly what happened across this country. And, you know, the American people deserve it. And hopefully, whether it be in Pennsylvania, whether it be in Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, you know, these things are going to start breaking here pretty soon, and you're going to start to see all of this information come out. The American people deserve to know it, regardless of how much the mainstream media chooses to ignore it.
We're talking to National Press Secretary of the Trump campaign, Hogan Gidley, J. Hogan Gidley on Twitter. Look, you talked about only the president being able to change the narrative. Some people say he's losing steam. I'm going to go to the White House on Monday. I'm going to make sure that I get a measure of my old boss's capacity to keep on fighting. Give us an update. Is he still in the trenches for this election, Hogan Gidley?
I spoke with him over the weekend. The holiday weekend, and it was after his press conference where he basically told a reporter, don't you dare talk to the president that way, or any president for that matter. I put that reporter right in his place, as he's prone to do for the last 4 years. And I talked to him after that, and he was absolutely engaged, absolutely willing to see this to the end. He's been fighting for the American people for 4 years, nonstop, without fail, without rest. We owe it to him to spend the next couple of weeks fighting on behalf of this president to make sure that the American Republic is quite frankly safe from attacks from the media, attacks from Democrats who want to remake our country into the image of a socialist nation. And if the people voted for Joe Biden and they can prove it, fine. But I have my serious doubts and my serious suspicions based on the information and data I've seen. I just didn't know that dead people made up such a large constituency in this country. We should have polled them better. Maybe we should have had a rally at a cemetery to make sure they got out and voted for us. But that's the type of thing we're going to get to the bottom of.
Well, a rally at a cemetery for Biden would probably have more people than a regular rally with living people. But yes, it is so strange. From Chicago in the 1960s to all Democrat cities today, there seems to be a zombie element we have to get to the bottom of, and we will get to the bottom of. Follow this man right now, J. Hogan Gidley on Twitter. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV. If you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, the notifications bell twice. And if you're watching the live stream, well, hit the like button. You have already, haven't you? This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade, and now I am pain-free after just 2 weeks of taking this remarkable product that targets the cause of your pain, which is the inflammation. Just listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That's what Relief Factor can do for you. Find out if this is the solution by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you, like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. The 3-week quick starter pack costs just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, you can get potential liberation from your daily pain. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
It's been an amazing 4 years. We're trying to do another 4 years. Otherwise, I'll see you in 4 years.
We're going to fight. That's the president. Somebody sneakily recorded him at the Christmas party at the White House saying that we're going to fight. We're going to fight to win this election. And if not, I'll be back in 4 years. Mr. President, that's not what we want to hear. We want to hear you do everything to make sure that you get 4 more years. And it's absolutely doable. As I outlined today, as my piece in Breitbart will show, it can be done. The legal thing is, it has to be done. It has to be done because we have to get the evidence out there. But the route, or is it route? What do we say here in America? The way ahead, the path, is political. It is making sure that the constitutionally mandated contingent election scenario is put into effect, which means that it's not the Electoral College that chooses the president, just like with Thomas Jefferson, when the Electoral College didn't choose him. It is the Congress of the United States by state delegations, one vote per state. That's the beauty of it, which means the Democrats are in the minority, the Republican majority of state delegations in the House would get to choose the president in January if neither candidate gets 270 Electoral College votes, the minimum mandate. And that is so easy to do. Easy to describe, harder to effect because of a rank lack of courage amongst most Republican politicians. Because all that has to happen is for you, sir, Mr. President, with us, more than 73 million Americans at your back, sending a very clear message to every one of those GOP state houses that they must not recognize this election. It is fraudulent. They must not forward that list of Electoral College electors, and those votes must not be held. Those votes must not be sent to Washington, D.C. Instead, the House of Representatives must choose. And when that happens, you will be reelected to a second term, a second glorious term to continue your mandate to make America great again. You're a fighter, sir. You're a patriot. Now it's time to fight like you've never fought before. And we're here fighting with you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Never give up. Never give in. Hold the line.
And stay frosty.